The corporate watchdog ASIC is putting white-collar criminals on notice. It wants to be a feared regulator and is warning of tough new penalties, including potential jail terms of 15 years. The Senate has passed legislation that could see criminal fines for corporations rocket from just $210,000 to almost $1 million, or 10% of a company's turnover. While the proposed criminal and civil penalties won't cover misconduct that emerged in the Banking Royal Commission, the ASIC Deputy Chair Daniel Crennan says corporate criminals are on notice. Mr Crennan, who's being dubbed the watchdog's special prosecutor, spoke in Sydney with the ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.
The penalties are tougher, and in some cases the penalties attached to sections of the Corporations Act before now had no penalties. So the tougher penalties, for example, are increases in custodial sentences. They extend to directors' duties, dishonest conduct, insider trading, for example. Now, before this bill, all we could do was seek a declaration, which is an expensive exercise. It may shame the bank to some extent, but what's going to hurt much more is these very significant penalties.
In recent years, ASIC has complained that current civil and criminal penalties just haven't been tough enough, meaning that some white-collar criminals can afford to thumb their nose at the justice system.
That has been a theme dating back some years, which culminated in the Enforcement Task Force review, which made a number of recommendations, including these penalty recommendations to the government. And this is really the first raft of legislative reform.
And just on the actual criminal penalties, once they're passed by the House of Representatives, corporate criminals go from facing 5 years in prison to a potential 15 years, and a $42,000 fine goes up to almost $1 million. So that's something that's surely going to be sending a chill wind through some boardrooms.
Well, it should. We will be entitled to pursue those long custodial sentences, and we will. And this is 15 years per contravention.
And just on the civil penalties, they're also up substantially. A potential $1 million for individuals to 10 million dollars for corporations, and that could also mean 10% of a company's annual turnover. So that's quite an increase.
Once again, this is per contravention. So if you're dealing with a large institution, such as a bank, for example, they may contravene the law 10,000 times. So this gets into astronomical figures.
Australia's been seen as a bit of a soft touch compared to other jurisdictions overseas. The United States, for example, the US Justice Department is feared. Is ASIC about to become a much more feared regulator?
Well, those that don't fear ASIC will be making an error. We are now entitled to pursue extremely long custodial sentences. These are game-changing provisions, which we've been seeking for some time. If wrongdoers persist in their wrongdoing, which has been uncovered in great detail in the Royal Commission process, if they persist in engaging in this wrongdoing, they will be facing long custodial sentences and very high, crippling civil penalties.
Off the back of the Hayne Royal Commission, ASIC and the banking regulator APRA are investigating a number of institutions, and that could result in possible criminal referrals to Commonwealth prosecutors. Will these tougher penalties apply to civil or criminal misconduct that emerged during the Royal Commission?
Unfortunately, they're not retrospective in nature. They will apply to any conduct that takes place after the bill has passed the date of assent.
During the Royal Commission, ASIC was criticised for doing deals like enforceable undertakings rather than being aggressive in pursuing prosecutions. Is that going to be changing on your watch?
Yes, and enforceable undertakings will become a less part of our regulatory toolkit. As the Royal Commission recognises, enforceable undertakings do have a place, but the volume of enforceable undertakings, if I could put it that way, is likely to diminish significantly.
Did ASIC use too many enforceable undertakings in the past before you came on board?
I'm not going to say that they used too many or too few, but they were operating in a very different regulatory environment. ASIC in the past were in a difficult situation.
ASIC Deputy Chair Daniel Crennan with the ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.